Gilbert Stuart's 1796 portrait of George Washington still has a home at the Smithsonian Institution. A few weeks ago, Mark Pachter, director of the National Portrait Gallery, put out the word that the museum needed to raise $22 million to buy the painting. Mr. Pachter is with us. Good morning.
Good morning.
You got that and more, $30 million from the Donald Reynolds Foundation in Las Vegas. What clinched the deal?
Well, first, let me say, to be fair to them, up to $30
million. Up to $30 million.
We've secured the money for the painting. Actually, it's in the bank now. I mean, this is not a pledge. This is there. We have secured $4 million, which will guarantee that a gallery will be devoted to the Lansdowne, named after the foundation, or at least Mr. Reynolds. And we have up to $6 million once we propose a plan to travel Gilbert Stuart's George Washington around the country and do educational material. So
it's a whole package.
It's a whole package.
This worked. This is pretty exciting. Do you have other treasures that are now in need of saving?
Oh, are you really giving me the opportunity to talk about that? Well, let me say this, that there has never been before and there will never be again this particular kind of an emergency because there are just very few objects like this. What the National Portrait Gallery does, of course, is try to find representations of great Americans, and we can always use funds to make sure that we have the others that followed George Washington, which is to say all of us who have done something in our national life. But this was an unusual emergency and an unusual and extraordinarily quick response.
Mark Pachter is director of the National Portrait Gallery. Congratulations and thanks for coming back in.
Thanks for having me again.